From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hi, Troy. Welcome.
Well, hello. How are you?
Okay.
You're going to be. Music
is our lifeline.
Yes, it is. And
you've got some music with you.
I do, and weirdly enough, when on this particular record, we're not going to play that song, but there is a song which is called "Good Good Music" that goes, "Music is good for you, music is good for us." That's the lyrics of it.
I'm down with that.
But that's not what we're playing. However, this is a killer record.
Oh, my Lord, there it is. There he is.
There's the man.
There he is. He is looking at you with his relaxed... He hasn't even done up that bow tie.
No.
Look at it. I mean... What's happened there?
Is he's smart got, and casual.
He's got a night planned, and you know what? Why don't we just stop?
It's my devil.
I've changed my mind. It's a bit all about you.
Yeah.
And there is Roy Ayres leaning on a Perspex table. You know, Perspex table.
Yeah, as you do in 1983, so...
And a simple album cover, Silver Vibrations. Roy Ayres, Silver Vibrations. For people who don't know about Roy Ayres, fill us in, Troy.
Roy Ayres started actually playing in the late 50s. He was started as a vibraphone player. His first
That's how it starts.
It is. When I started playing the vibraphone, Mum said,
Grubby little pig.
But so Roy played with like Herbie Mann and certain people like that. By the 70s, he had embraced the possibilities of disco and R&B.
Oh, yes.
1980s, the first thing in the 1980s that happened is he toured with Fela Kuti and, in fact, recorded with Fela Kuti as well. But this record here, 1983, Silver Vibrations, was only released in the UK. There was something similar called Lots of Love released the rest of the world that had three similar songs.
Bloody
and
hell.
Different ones.
Is that rare?
It was, yeah.
Until today. Oh, so, thanks.
Thanks, Roy.
Still with us, Roy, or not?
Yeah, of course he is.
What year is this?
83. So, the tunes on this that you might know, Chicago is an all-time dance floor smash.
Do you know that one? The dance floor fans will be surprised how much stuff of his they do know.
Yeah, they were. You're right. Not just in sample, but actually...
Real deals.
Yeah. Does everybody love the sunshine? I don't know.
Daryl's telling us that my wife walked down the aisle to Roy.
Really? Nice.
Does that mean... I mean, you did as well?
Well, I don't think she walked down towards Roy at the altar. I think she walked down towards Daryl, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't know.
I don't know.
Fair enough, too. You know, courses. Just to recap, Silver Vibrations, they keep you in the groove.
That's right.
What's he talking about, you think, Troy?
Hold on.
Effortless, isn't it? Effortless genius.
You're a genius. I don't know what silver
Maybe it's talking about the vibraphone.
Oh, you could well be right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because but they do keep you in the groove, don't they?
So this here only came out briefly in the UK. This tune, Silver Vibrations, never came out anywhere else in the world. And this became one of those rare records that you'd pay too much money for. BBE have put it out on an excellent double 45. Wide grooves, deep bass response.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, please. Available at from Southbound?
Yep.
So is that two discs or one disc?
Two.
Two. Yep. Two big whoppers.
Two big whoppers.
How many songs? Eight songs.
But yeah. It's the version of Chicago is.
So that's Berg Deep Grooves. I mean, your stylist will be working. I'll be honest with you, Troy. Sometimes my cumbersomeness and can make so just styluses and I we have trouble.
Really?
Sometimes, yeah. Just he's got to be delicate in that. You know?
You got to be delicate, yeah.
Hard when you're an oaf.
Have you got a little weight to, like, check your
tracking
force?
Don't laugh that hard at that. Tess?
Yeah.
Barely control yourself when
Tess
I said that.
Tess is not really surprised, but...
I'd rather I called it... All right, so that's the big man Roy Ayres. That's a, he's sort of like... a Greek god, isn't he? Sort of, you know, should be held in that sort of esteem.
I think he is held in that sort of esteem. Yeah. We do have some other Roy Ayres.
Imagine him up there eating those Ferrero Rocher chocolates. You know,
up there
like in the ad, you know,
in California.
Yeah, in the heaven, California heaven.
He's not dead.
I know, but you get to. Yeah, I think if you're a demigod, you get to sort of shuttle back and forth.
Yeah, he could be right.
You get to party with that's the ultimate VIP, isn't it? Anyway. What else have we got?
All right. Well, moving along to something. Let's just say that that Silver Vibrations was one of the last Roy albums that was all like a organic instrument, so to speak.
Right.
You know, later on he moved to more electronic stuff. Now, let's talk about this record, which nothing on it is organic at all. This here is an album by Matmus entitled Plastic Anniversary.
They definitely do that, don't they? That's their thing.
Well, this time, the last record from Matmus was called Ultimate Care 2, and all of the sounds were generated from their washing machine. Everything. All the rhythms, everything.
They're so out of it, aren't they? What are they doing?
Now, this one
it's
here...
good.
Everything on it is the sounds are generated from different kinds of plastic. Now,
Plastic Anniversary is the name of the album.
It is. Now, if that was just a concept and you could chin stroke and go, yes, it's an extremely interesting idea what you've done, that would be one thing. But what Matmus have done this time and always do is create a kind of enjoyable, fun, danceable kind of music.
Which song do you think is the most enjoyable one? Breaking Bread, The Crying Pill?
Well,
interior with billiard balls and synthetic fat, extending the platysphere to GJ 237B, silicon gel implant, Plastic Anniversary, the thermoplastic riot shield, fanfare for polythene waste containers, the singing tube, collapse of the fourth kingdom, or platysphere.
Right, okay.
Which one do you think, Troy?
Well,
on this limited edition, coloured vinyl.
Yep, on Thrill Jockey. I don't know. It depends on which way you're going to approach it, because it's not with that. I know that back cover just breaks my heart.
Seabird full of plastic. Did you hear about the whale that washed up in the Philippines with 40 kilograms of plastic in its tummy? 40 kgs. Poor little bubba whale. Anyway.
Okay, so, you know, is this without political intent? No, it's not.
No.
But does that preclude it being enjoyable? No, of course not. Put this on. Listen to this one here. This one here, remember, every sound you hear is created with plastic, whether it be a plastic pipe.
Plastic whistle?
Well, there's Lego blocks on this one as well. The rhythm there is the noise of Lego blocks snapping together.
There'll be people listening go, Lego blocks? What do you mean? I thought it was just little scenes that you made nowadays. So old school Lego, eh?
Wrapped in plastic,
yeah.
Made of plastic. Everything you see on the front cover there, Tess, these are all things which we used in creating the sounds on this record. You hear the drums on this? They ain't drums, they're plastic.
You tell those are plastic bins or something. That's a crazy sound. What an amazing idea for an album. Yeah. They're innovative, aren't they?
Always they come up with the greatest ideas, but always their stuff is completely accessible and interesting and fun.
This is great.
Now, some of the weirder things on the record, that silicon breast implant, that makes some interesting noises.
Do you know, you've identified what noises that makes, or?
Yeah, there's liner notes so you can tell, what is what. There's also synthetic fat, which is used in medical schools to train people. Oh, listen to this.
Imagining all the different plastic things that they tried to make noises out of that didn't work.
Yeah, I'm sure that they've got
just shaking bits of rubbish. Wow, how cool, man! Cool album, Troy.
So Matt Miss
is it a duo, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Drew and Martin, yeah. Both doctors, I think. Doctors of
getting all
stuff.
The implants as they come.
Well, no, not medical doctors.
And the synthetic fat. That's where they got their synthetic fat contacts.
They've been together for 25 years. This is the 25th year of Matmus, so. Which is not, weirdly enough, a plastic anniversary. I think plastic anniversary refers to first or second year together, doesn't it?
The big plastic anniversary. Yeah. So the album takes you all other places as well?
Yeah, it does. I just want to say, the first one you mentioned, Breaking Bread, part of the sound on Breaking Bread is, in fact, the noise of smashing records by the soft rock group Bread.
What?
Not kidding.
Okay, good. Nothing surprises me anymore at all. That's a good one. So Matt Moss, Plastic Anniversary on vinyl up there?
On vinyl and on CD.
Marvellous.
Both made of plastic.
Yep.
And so that's worldwide releases. If it's not today, it's tomorrow. Well, it might be tomorrow. I don't know. You can get it at our shop now, up there at Southbounds. So that one is on Thrill Jockey now. Let's go for this one.
Big deep breath.
I'm going to pass you that. What do you think of this?
I see a sort of... It says that the sticker says Black Vinyl Edition.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Isn't that what Resonate Records, pretty much?
Well, vinyl, its colouring makes it black, of course.
Yeah, but it's kind of, most of them are black, aren't they?
Well, most of them are.
Let's get that out of there. Stunning luxury by Snapped Ankles. Tell me a bit about Snapped Ankles.
I would love to, except I can't.
Okay.
Snapped Ankles, I don't know who's in the group. I don't think anyone does.
This name has been banned, has popped up in my peripherals recently.
Yeah. Well, they put out their first record last year, and they've done a couple of EPs since. They're one of those groups that don't bother with things like giving their names or putting pictures of themselves anywhere. And
Cream in it, obviously.
Probably.
I think maybe it was a couple of Final Call suggestions, actually.
Could well have been. Now, this record here, another record which came out this week, which we've already sold out of the first lot of, was The Comet Is Coming. Now, Dan Levers from The Comet Is Coming has produced this album. Do you think it will sound like The Comet Is Coming?
No. Comet Is Coming music would be described as...
Shabaka Hutchings over top of rhythm and electronics.
Thank you very much. But this, however, sounds like this. Song's called Letter from Hampy Mountain. It's quite jolly, isn't it?
So far.
This is not what I imagined Snapped Ankles would sound like. I'm imagining it's going to be brutal. No?
No.
Okay. Oh, someone's just sent a text saying Snapped Ankles are the fucking biz.
There you go.
There you go. Imagine a heavy humidity, maybe one of the middle-sized stages at Laneway, sort of getting a good crowd for this.
Do you remember a group called Brainiac from the 90s?
Yes.
This reminds me of Brainiac. But now. All right.
What about now?
Yeah, now too, yeah.
This is the, I think that's the, if I'm not mistaken, that is the sound of the stylophone. Or similar sounds. Amelia's come in. Amelia, do you know much about this band?
No,
but it's captured your attention, hasn't it? Oh, and here comes Big Hungry. Tell us, but do you know anything about the band?
Nobody knows anything,
About them.
That's kind of cool.
No, Snap Dankles.
They do. There's a song on there which is recreated from a Can tune, yes.
I can hear a bit of that in there too, actually.
Can say that they've brought everyone into the studio, so that's nice.
Okay. Music brings people together, Tess.
How's that shirt? The Can one is
beauty.
I couldn't see it, thank goodness.
Well, that's the thing. It's almost like an invisibility cloak.
Yeah.
I like the hot pink vinyl cover.
I like that. See, I like that bit there. Yeah. I like this bit. It's almost got a weird sort of surf thing to it. You know, as well.
Because it's really upbeat.
Just like, you know, like it's sort of a little bit exotica, you know? Smidge.
The album is called Stunning Luxury. Stunning Luxury.
Oh, great.
It's out on the Leaf label. This is the second record from Snap Dankles, and I think this is the best thing I've heard from them so far.
Of the two albums, this would be your choice of the best album?
Yeah, oh, and then right. There's the EPs as well.
Riff said funny band name because he saw a 10-year-old at the supermarket the other day that had two casts on their feet up to their ankles.
Oh, poor
why
guy.
Why would you call the guy Riff?
He said he was running around nothing was wrong.
Might have been a double sprain.
He said he was running around like.
Stabbed ankles just makes me think of Misery. The movie Misery?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, terrific finale.
Look at that.
See you later, Stabbed Ankles.
Hey.
Thanks.
Come back.
Tell us a bit about
really from Dalston in London.
Okay.
They've just all moved
here
there.
First.
They've all just moved there. Black vinyl edition includes CD inside there and a sticker.
A sticker's back in, aren't they?
Yep, apparently.
Good job. What a great opportunity to get a 95 BFM bumper sticker.
I don't think they ever went out, did they?
Anyway.
Okay, so that there on the Leaf label, brand new from Snap Dankles, Stunning Luxury, available now.
Thank you very much, Troy. Southbound Records, thank you very much for coming and enjoy. Those are some three fine suggestions there.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.